74, J&Y Parker Family LP, south of Road 334, 400 feet southeast of Road 333, being lot 74 through 78 within Houston Acres Development, a special use exception for a billboard, a variance from the maximum allowable size requirement, a variance from the sign height requirement, and a variance from the setback requirement.
Okay.
All right, what we're finishing up, I've had the front section there, I've had 37 years, and the back section between 20 and 25. And it's come into being a pretty nice place. It hires quite a few people for Sussex County, and we try to keep it presentable. If you all know, you all know where it's at, I'm sure. And this would just finish up to have a billboard. I have room for it. It doesn't affect my parking. I've got about three times the amount of parking that's required now. And it would be a benefit for me because I'm trying to retire after this year, so for income.
Mm-hmm. So number three on your request for these variances, you're requesting a 10-foot variance from the height requirement of 25 feet. You're wanting it 35 feet, is that right?
Yes. To make it feasible, I want to put one of those nice ones like the metal, you know, so it looks nice and actually makes it feasible. You pertinently need, you know, two on each side to, for the cost to offset.
Well, the
there's quite a few running up and down the highways, you know, like that. So.
Very seldom go over 25 feet in height. That's a requirement. They very seldom, very, very few to go over that 25 feet in height. At the board.
What I wanted to do, and maybe I could, didn't have to, but I was thinking maybe you ought to keep it up 10 foot. So then when you go 10 foot and 10 foot and 10 foot, that'd be 30.
Why would that be? How do you come up with that we should do that?
So you can see underneath, I mean, I don't think it'll block the road. I mean, it's just. We're going to set it back 250 foot from the entrance.
Right.
But I just personally think it would be better if it was set up to, you know, whatever the board, you know, recommend.
Mr. Parker, there's five standards for granting a variance.
Okay.
And you're asking for both a special use exception and a variance here. And there's five standards for granting a variance, and they are uniqueness. You should have gotten a sheet. Did you get a sheet that explained it? When you applied,
well, Dawn went through it with me some, yeah.
What the board has to determine is that your request is unique. It can't otherwise be developed. It's not created by the applicant. It doesn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's a minimum variance to afford relief. It's, you know, not just because you want to retire or you think it would look better or those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, I mean, it. Where it's at, I think it's, you know, it would meet the criteria that a billboard could be there. It's a reasonable use, I think, of the property, what I've got left out front. We set the buildings back, all of our buildings back, you know, they're back like 90 feet from the road, so I mean the billboard out front would be taking use of the land that we've left out front, I think.
The parcel is zoned commercial, right?
It is zoned commercial. Yes.
So in that reference, it would be wouldn't alter the character of the neighborhood in that sense, would it?
Yes. Well, right down the road, there's the three. Within a quarter mile of that are double. They're double side, double height.
And you're requesting, are you requesting just double sided?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
both sides of the billboard or double on each side of the billboard?
Double on each side, Jeff, yes.
And if this board did not, would you be willing to go along with just single-sided on each side?
It makes it a lot more economical, if you go with the double, because you're going to have the same pole, same cost, except one sign. We asked, I think it's was 10 by 25, is that correct? I think, wasn't it 10 by 25? It doesn't say it on here. That's what they normally are.
Further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKee?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton? Mr. Stretson? Mr. Miller? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We take case number 9674 under advisement.
Second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9674 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, this case has been taken under
Thank
advisement.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Case number 9.